opportunity. Finding answers to these questions isn't easy. Innovating is complex, messy, and often opaque. That said, I'm going to explain this process step by step and show exactly what it takes to replicate it inside your company. I'll make clear how you can take these lessons and apply them to any established organization, from startups and family-owned businesses to multinational corporations. The reason I believe I'm a good teacher is because I have done the work myself. I co-founded 3 different venture-funded startups. I've been in the trenches struggling to find the right path for my companies. I know how hard it can be. I witnessed the rise and collapse of the dot-com bubble. I lived through the 2008 financial crisis. I rode several of the biggest tech waves. And I've taken all my experience, successes, and travails and used them as the foundation for my teaching. I've also worked for large public companies, including Infospace and Sega, coached managers from multinationals like IBM, Fujitsu, and Huawei, and helped numerous family-owned companies across Asia. Because of my diverse background, I'm able to look at innovation from both the perspective of a bootstrapped entrepreneur and a corporate executive. In this book, I approach innovation from both points of view. I show how innovation works in startups as well as in some of the world's largest conglomerates. So what is Founderspace? Founderspace is an incubator and accelerator for startup companies. Most people don't understand exactly what incubators and accelerators do, so I will explain. Incubators, like Bill Gross's Idea Lab, typically begin with their own ideas and then put together the team, funding, resources, and relationships necessary to transform a concept into a successful business. Accelerators don't form companies. Instead, they recruit already existing companies which are at an early stage in their development and provide them with the mentoring, resources, relationships, training, and funding necessary to accelerate their growth. How did I get started forming my own incubator and accelerator? 5 years ago, after I'd finished my 3rd venture-funded startup, I was taking a break. At this time, many of my friends were launching their own startups in Silicon Valley, and they came to me for assistance. "Steve, you have to help me," my friends would say. "How do I get funded? How do you put together a business plan? Who should I have on my board of advisors?" I was happy to answer their questions on fundraising, product development, design, and go-to-market strategy. After a couple months of this, I realized that most entrepreneurs have the same questions, so I posted answers to those questions on my blog. Some of the posts went viral. Soon, new startup founders, whom I didn't know, began asking me for help. That was when Founderspace was born. My colleagues and I started holding meetups in San Francisco and Silicon Valley. Our events and roundtables became so popular that they spread to Los Angeles, New York, Texas, and as far away as Singapore. Over the years, Founderspace grew from a part-time hobby and labor of love into a more than full-time global business. Founderspace has more than 50 strategic partners around the world. Our headquarters are in San Francisco. Our first goal was to help startups from all over the world to tap into the Silicon Valley ecosystem. As we expanded, so did our mission. We are now an international organization with those strategic partners in 22 countries. We believe innovators need to think globally, and Founderspace has become an educational and knowledge-sharing hub for worldwide entrepreneurship. Europe has been a big focus for us, and now we're expanding rapidly in Asia. We run in-depth courses across China, Taiwan, and Korea, and we launched a Founderspace incubator in Shanghai with plans to open up in Japan and Germany. Our mission is to continue expanding globally with Southeast Asia and Latin America next on our list. Within the past 2 years,